Yo, Gen Z, Riley Hart here, your daily dose of real talk, no BS. Ever feel like life's throwing you curveballs faster than a TikTok trend goes viral? Like one minute you're slaying it, the next you're questioning everything. Well, guess what? You're not alone. But before you spiral into existential dread, which, let's be real, is tempting, let's talk about something that can totally change the game. Emotional intelligence and empathy. Yeah, I know, sounds a little cheesy, but stick with me. These aren't your grandma's feel-good buzzwords, they're like superpowers for navigating this crazy world. First things first, emotional intelligence isn't just about being in touch with your feelings. It's about recognizing your own emotions, understanding why you feel what you feel, and then using that knowledge to make better decisions like choosing a Netflix show that actually keeps you engaged for more than 5 minutes. Seriously, we all need some self-awareness here. Next up, empathy. It's not just saying I'm sorry when your bestie spills the latte, although that helps. Empathy is about genuinely understanding other people's perspectives and feelings, even if they're totally different from yours. Think of it like this. The world's a giant meme, and everyone's got their own unique caption. Empathy lets you read those captions and actually get the joke. Here are 5 key takeaways to level up your emotional intelligence and empathy game. 1. Become a feelings detective. Seriously, what are you feeling right now? Is it stress, anxiety, boredom, or pure joy because that new song just dropped? Pay attention to your body, those butterflies in your stomach, the racing heart, the urge to binge watch something ridiculous. It's all giving you clues about what's going on inside. 2. Practice self-compassion. Listen up, Gen Z, you're not a robot. You're human, and that means you mess up sometimes. Instead of beating yourself up over every mistake, seriously, stop doing that. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you'd offer to a friend going through a rough patch. Remember, even Beyoncé has bad days. 3. Listen actively. This isn't just about hearing words, it's about really tuning into what someone is saying, their tone, their body language, the unspoken emotions behind their words. Put your phone down, yes, even for that install-worthy pic, make eye contact, and show them you're genuinely present. 4. Challenge your assumptions. Ever jump to conclusions about someone because of a single post on social media? Nope, never. Okay, maybe sometimes. But seriously, try not to let first impressions or limited information cloud your judgment. Get to know people beyond their online personas, you might be surprised by what you discover. 5. Practice gratitude. In the midst of all the chaos and noise, take a moment to appreciate the good stuff, a supportive friend, a killer playlist, that one avocado toast recipe that actually tastes decent. Gratitude can seriously shift your perspective and make even the most mundane moments feel brighter. Okay, picture this. You're at a party and you see someone standing alone, looking lost in thought. They've got their headphones on, head down, scrolling through their phone. It's easy to just zone out and pretend you don't see them. But what if you were the one who reached out? What if you said something like, "Hey, I noticed you looking a little lost. Wanna talk about it?" You might be surprised by how much someone needs a connection, even in a crowded room. That's empathy in action, and it can make all the difference. Look, building emotional intelligence and empathy is a lifelong journey, not a destination. There will be bumps along the way, awkward moments, and times when you totally mess things up. But that's okay. The important thing is to keep practicing, keep learning, and keep showing up for yourself and others. You got this. Remember, Gen Z, self-care isn't just bubble baths and face masks, although those are cool too. It's about prioritizing your mental and emotional well-being, and it starts with understanding your own feelings and developing empathy for others. So go out there, slay the day, and remember, you're stronger than you think. Now, hit me up in the DMs with your thoughts, tag this episode on your TikTok, or even stitch it with your own real tough moments. Let's keep this conversation going. Don't forget to follow, rate, and share this podcast, spread the self-care love. You know you want to.
This podcast is created with the help of advanced AI to deliver thoughtful affirmations and positive messages just for you.